From Anne Lister, The Manor School, York, to Mrs. Jeremy Lister, Halifax, May 1806. My dear mother, I am very sorry to hear from your letter that you have been poorly again, and I hope that in a little time you will be quite well, as you would be if you stayed off the wine. The contents of your last letter shook me much, for I did not intend to give offence to yourself or my dear father. I wrote in a fit of rage, irritation, surprise, that you should think to take me away from the manor school so soon. I had anticipated spending another half year here at least. I am very sorry if you construed my meaning as rudeness. I will endeavour to correct my expression to you, my dear mother, in this letter and in the future. I am avid to continue my studies, and perhaps you will not dismiss my respectful plea that I be allowed to study with Mr. Samuel Knight, who you know to be a learned and respectable gentleman, and who could give me instruction in Greek, Latin and mathematics exceeding anything I receive here at the manor. Now I must beg your further indulgence, dear mother, as I have a favour to ask of you. You have heard me speak of Miss Eliza Rain, my friend who shares my room here. I would be very glad if you would invite her to visit us in Halifax this summer. She is a young lady of colour, her mother having been a native of the Indies and her father a surgeon of the East India Company. And she is an orphan, scarcely having known her mother and losing her father at sea when she was just 9 years old. Since then, she has been in the guardianship of Mr. William Duffin, a highly regarded surgeon in York. If you have any care for my happiness this summer, dear mother, pray do write to her. Please. It will be a sore loss for me to be parted from her. My duty to you and my father, with best love to my brother. And believe me, my dear mother, your very affectionate daughter, Anne Lister. Postscript. I know we do not have much room, but please do not worry about a bedchamber for Eliza. She can sleep in mine.
I thought my brother would never leave you alone.
Sam's a fine boy.
He couldn't take his eyes off you. The Halifax girls are pale, wind-pinched things, flinching into their bonnets. But you... you're a deep sunlit plain, a broad golden vista.
Oh, Welly, how you exaggerate.
I can hardly believe you're actually here. I've dreamt of it so often.
I am here.
At last. But I'm afraid I'll be sleeping along the corridor. My mother thought this room too small for both of us, and indeed it is small and damp. Tell me, Eliza, honestly, what do you think?
Of what?
This place.
It's your home, Welly. I'm very glad to be here, and your mother's been so kind.
You're not disappointed?
Why should I be?
You had not thought it would be grander. I wish it was grander. I'm sure it doesn't compare to Mr. Duffin's fine houses.
Why should it matter? I'm not making comparisons.
And the town? What do you think of the town?
I've hardly seen it.
Is it as you expected?
What expectations could I have? My experience is so limited. London, York, they're...
fashionable.
Different.
There's certainly that.
Welly, try to understand how it seems to me. This is all new and wonderful in my eyes. I have only to look out of the window. That great bank of a hillside rising above us, straight up from the town. I've never seen anything like it. And the houses lie so deep in the valley.
I warned you, it's a small damp town locked in by hills.
No, you said you loved the hills, and I'm sure I'll love them too.
Yes, but it's the heights I crave, not these pinched little clefts of the town. Look up there, those woods. That's the edge of the Shibden estate, the beginning of the land owned by my family. At the highest point you can see so much further.
You must show me.
Sometimes when I'm tethered in here, I imagine I'm at the top of the hill looking down, and I forget all about the family disagreeables, the squabbles and stupidity. We'll walk up to Shibden Hall tomorrow and take tea with my Aunt Anne and Uncle James. Then you'll see what the Lister family are made of.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?